Another topic that there was a lot of discussion on had to do with the issue of the patient presenting with a primary in place with metastatic disease, and also the NSABP study looking at FOLFOX and Avastin in those patients. What's your own approach to patients with colon and rectal cancer when they have metastatic disease?
When I have patients with metastatic disease at presentation, I try not to resect them. And I follow that strategy for a couple of reasons. One is that in most cases, when I've done that, they haven't had complications. There actually was a paper that came out of David Cunningham's group at the Royal Marsden several years ago, in which they looked at all patients entered on clinical trials at the Royal Marsden and divided them into those patients that had their primaries in place and those who had had their primaries resected. And they didn't observe any higher rate of bleeding complications, need for blood transfusions, or obstruction in the unresected patients as they'd seen in their resected patients. There are some times that rectal cancer patients will be nearly obstructed and need to either have a resection or to have local regional therapy with radiation, or in some cases, a colostomy.
I guess it's particularly scary to leave a rectal cancer alone because, we're all so sensitized to the fact that when this gets out of control, it's really a horrible situation.
It certainly can be with local growth into sacral plexus and debility because of both incontinence and pain.
Although, when you look at what the natural history of metastatic disease is, and particularly if it's not controlled, looking at a fairly rapid change, going downhill course there.
Well, one of the other things that's been kind of fun as CAT scanners have gotten better is that you now can often see the primary on the CAT scan, even for non-pelvic tumors. And it's been entertaining to watch the correlation in patients who have some symptoms of obstruction as they get treated and respond. They'll come into you and tell you that their symptoms are decreasing, and you can actually see the primaries decrease in size on the CTs.
That's interesting. Do you have the experience of seeing many primaries respond to systemic therapy?
I certainly have, yeah.
Any overall impression in terms of whether it's more or less responsive than the average Met?
I don't know that I have a big enough N to really judge, but I would say that a vast majority of the primaries that I've followed have gotten smaller with chemotherapy.
I guess the strategy in breast cancer in this kind of a situation, which is not very common, is to just consider the primary as one of the lesions that has to be palliated. And if it's not causing an immediate problem, just as if, lung or bone met's not causing an immediate symptomatic problem, to just treat the patient systemically. Do you think that sort of is a strategy that makes sense here?
Yeah, I think that's a very sensible way of looking at it.